Hi, welcome back to Learn Me Some English's daily news podcast 147. The title of today's article, Shopping When We're Hungry May Cost Us More. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can tune into these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and many more. Today we will learn how and why people are likely to spend more if they're in the store while their stomachs are rumbling. Today I will give you the vocabulary necessary to understand the article. I will read the article and in the end follow up with some comprehension questions. So sit back, relax, go for a walk, but tune in. And while listening to a daily news article, also learn some new English. Enjoy. Let's begin with today's vocabulary. One, rumble, verb, of a person's stomach to make a low, continuous sound due to hunger. My stomach started rumbling loudly in the library earlier. Two, goal, noun, something one hopes to do or achieve. My goal is to lose 5 kilograms by summer. Three, habit, noun, something that a person or animal regularly or often does, a practice one cannot stop doing. I have a habit of sleeping late. 4. Budget, verb, to make a plan of how much money will be spent, to provide money for a particular purpose from such a plan. We budget carefully so we can afford a vacation abroad each year. 5. Groceries, noun, food, drinks, etc. sold in the supermarket or similar store. Would you mind helping me bring the groceries in from the car? 6. Overspend, to spend more than one expected or planned. I'm trying to learn how to budget properly because I end up overspending every month. The title of the article, Shopping When We're Hungry May Cost Us More. If you want to save money at the supermarket, don't go shopping when you're hungry. At least that's according to a survey for the banana company Dole. It found that 76% of people are likely to spend more if they're in the store when their stomachs are rumbling. The average shopper in the U.S. spends an extra $26 at these times. Not only that, about 6 of 10 people said they forget about their health goals when they shop while they're hungry. Dole had the survey company OnePoll ask 2,000 people in the U.S. about their shopping habits. They also found that the average American spends $162 per week on shopping, and they make trips to 2 stores each week to get everything they need. People typically spend about 39 minutes on their trip around the supermarket. Although this may depend on the time they go, they said the quietest time is between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., while it's busiest between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Even as many people find that shopping has gotten a little more expensive, not many are good at budgeting when they're in the supermarket. About 62% said they usually spend more than they plan to. However, 56% use a shopping list when they're buying groceries, and more than 3/4 of these people said it makes them less likely to overspend. Now for the comprehension questions. 1. What percentage of people are likely to overspend at a supermarket if they're hungry? A. 76%. B. 65%. Answer: A. 76%. 2. How much does the average American spend on shopping every week? A. $162. B. $227. Answer: A. $162. 3. How much time do people typically spend at the supermarket? A. 48 minutes. B. 39 minutes. Answer: B. 39 minutes. 4. What are your thoughts on Dole's findings? 5. Do you often spend more than you plan to at the supermarket? 6. How many times a week do you do your grocery shopping? 7. Do you usually spend more than 30 minutes in the supermarket? 8. What are the busiest times at your local supermarket? Do you try to avoid them? I hope you enjoyed today's article. Again, my name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomeenglish.com. This article was courtesy of Engu. You can find it at www.engoo.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.